Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gigi Stanley. I am your host with the most happy news from coast to coast. Happy Talk Radio is a family-friendly program designed to empower you, your mind, body, and soul in the totality of happiness. Today, we will find the totality of happiness at Georgia Wellness and Fitness Festival in Macon, Georgia, with the Guinness World's oldest bodybuilder, Miss Ernestine Shepherd, and former Mr. Universe, Yoni Schamberger. Georgia Wellness and Fitness Festival kicks off today through Sunday. The theme is Together in Fitness. Mr. Schamberger and Miss Ernestine will both be featured as celebrity guests at many of the events, so you don't want to miss out on them. Miss Ernestine is a force to reckon with in fitness. Did you know that? Do you want to see her do push-ups? Then you just may see her do it at the second annual Wellness and Fitness Festival this weekend. Need I say more? Surely, because Miss Ernestine is 79 years old, physically fit, and living healthy. She says age is nothing but a number. She is a loving person of faith, a bodybuilder, a marathon runner, and a grandmother. Yes, I said a grandmother. She started her wellness and fitness program 22 years ago. And today, Miss Ernestine will share her fitness story, and Yoni will elaborate on training and how to get your winning edge through nutrition, because, you know, he trains her, and she is really fine. And one other factor here, we got to also talk about the founder of the Georgia Wellness and Fitness Center. Need I say more? Well, I don't have much more to say. Let's talk with our guest. Ms. Ernestine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio.
Thank
you. Yoni, are
you
there?
Yes,
Yoni,
I am.
Are you present? Welcome
yes.
to Happy Talk Radio. I'm so happy to have you on my show.
Thank
Charisse,
you.
Are you there, the founder?
Charisse? No, she's not in the room.
Okay. All right, then. Well, let's get started. Miss Ernestine, it is so wonderful to have you and Yoni back here in Macon, Georgia. I was there for the first annual Middle Georgia Wellness and Fitness Festival, and I got a chance to meet you two, and you all are so amazing, and I love you so much. So share with us your purpose for being there this year and enlighten the audience in terms of how you got started as a fitness builder, bodybuilder.
Well, hello there. I'm here in Macon because I wanted to inspire and motivate other seniors about living a healthy, happy, positive, confident lifestyle by exercising, and then also witnessing all of the things that Charisse has been doing within this past year.
Now, you have, I guess, one of your quotes in terms of being determined, dedicated, and disciplined. So share that in terms of your growth in exercising and bodybuilding and just your journey.
Okay, my journey started at age 56. And after I started working out, my sister and I decided that we wanted to really inspire other seniors. However, she died, and after she died, I made a promise to her that I would continue what she was doing. My sister's name was Mildred. Mildred decided on having a mantra. The mantra is determined, dedicated, disciplined to be fit. And I carry that through completely. I eat correctly, I'm constantly exercising, and I'm constantly working with others to motivate them to live a healthy, happy, positive lifestyle.
Now, you have the name also, Ernie. How did you get that name?
Well,
I know your name is Ernestine.
Yes. Well, when my sister and I had decided what we were going to do, she said, you know, we need stage names. And she said, I'm going to call myself Velvet. Oh, that is so beautiful. She says, now, what are you going to call yourself? So I said, Magenta. She says, Magenta, you don't want that name. That's ugly. I said, but you have Velvet, and I thought I would think of a color, so the color Magenta would be great. But she says, no, don't go with that. Why don't you just shorten your name and make it Ernie? So that's what I love for people to call me to this very day, Ernie.
Well, I know that you are physically fit. I mean, you have an amazing body. Would you share with my audience, how do you maintain your weight?
What I do to maintain my weight, number one, I eat correctly day in and day out. I'm up early. I'm doing a run, walk, or walk, run, and I run about 10 miles each day. Then after I finish my run in the morning, I prepare myself to go to the gym, and I work out for about an hour and a half. And then as I drink plenty of water, and it's just the joy and the fun I keep in exercising that keeps me doing what I do.
Do you hope to share with the people in the state of Georgia, in Middle Georgia this weekend, in your visit?
What I hope to share with the people here is to let them know, and I say it day in and day out, age is nothing but a number, that you can get fit, and if ever there were an anti-aging pill, you would have to call it exercise. You put those two together, and you will definitely see a change in your life, in your body, everything.
Now, you say you love to wear cat suits. Tell us a little bit about your cat suits, because they are amazing on you. I can't wear one yet.
Well, I love wearing a cat suit. Because, you know, sometimes you don't always have to have the skin showing to be sexy. Now, even though I'm 79 years of age, believe me, I'm vain and I want to be sexy. So I have my cat suit made. I have my mantra in front, determined, dedicated, disciplined to be fit. And I always have matching socks. My socks have ruffles on them. And I have my high heel tennis shoes or high heels on with that. And I like to strut my stuff.
Now, you are a grandmother, so what does the grandchild say about all of this, about grandmother?
Well, my grandson is so tickled to see that his grandmother is happy, because there was a time I was miserable. And my grandson, my son, and my husband, they say, if that makes you happy, you go right ahead and do it. And they know that I'm only doing this to feel good and to also inspire other ladies that they too can do the self same thing.
Well, you are a fan of Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, boy.
How did he inspire you? Oh, boy.
I love Sylvester Stallone. And the reason that I started loving him is due to the fact that after my sister died and I was in the house feeling bad, not knowing what to do, my son brought a DVD to the house, and said, Mom, look at this. I said, why do I want to look at this? So I looked at that DVD, and I saw where Sylvester Stallone's manager had died, and he had lost all the will for doing anything. And a friend of his, Apollo, came to him and helped him to get back on his feet. Now, I know all of this is fictional, but it meant so much to me. And then to see how he pulled himself back together and to see him do those push-ups, I asked my trainer, Yanni Schamberger, to teach me to do push-ups, and I didn't want to do sissy push-ups. So he said, if that's what you want to do, I will teach you. And he taught me how to do the push-ups, and I just love it, love it, love it. I love to show off doing that. And Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, go ahead.
And Sylvester Stallone.
I was going to ask Johnny, how did he get you to do those push-ups?
Here he is.
Well, basically, when Ernestine first came to me about training, she lives about 45 minutes away from my center. So I told her, I said, look, I train a lot of people online around the country, and we're going to start off with that with you. Because in the beginning, I didn't know how committed she was going to be. So I designed a workout for her, and I did it all in stages. I figured out where she was, and I progressively increased intensity to get her to a higher level. And for one thing, she is the most disciplined client I have ever had. She followed everything to the letter, and her progress was faster than I could ever imagine. In 7 months, this is a 71-year-old lady when she came to me. In 7 months, and a lot of people feel that at 71, you can't make much changes to your body. You can't build muscle. That is not true. Your body is such an intelligent machine. All you have to do is treat it right. So I told her what to do. She followed the instructions, and we progressively got better and better and better. To a lady, you need to come to my center and see me in person. And when she did that, I started taking her to the next level, working with her poses, and she just fell in love with this sport.
Well, Yanni, I tell you, I have a big surprise for Miss Ernestine. I have her favorite song here that I'm going to play for a moment, and then when I come back, we're going to talk more about what you have upcoming at the Georgia Wellness and Fitness Festival. So stay tuned, okay?
All right.
All right. This is Gloria Stanley with Happy Talk Radio. I'll be right back with you in 2 and 2. We're talking about Georgia Wellness and Fitness Festival in Macon, Georgia. And we're rocking the house. Welcome back to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most happy news from coast to coast. And today our special guest is Ms. Ernestine Shepherd and Mr. Yanni Schamberger, who are celebrity guests at the Georgia Wellness and Fitness Festival in Macon, Georgia. Yanni, are you there?
Yes. Mm-hmm, right here.
Yes, let's get started. I would like to know more about the nutrition that you recommend to your clients in weightlifting, bodybuilding, that you will be sharing at the festival this weekend.
Okay, what I do is I look at what is missing in most people's diet, and I try to identify what's missing in your meal plan and try to tell you how to improve on it and what you need to do to get the most out of it, because you can have a body that looks really good on the outside, but it's not doing too well on the inside because of all the abuse that you went through to get to that point. So there's a lot that is missing, with a lot of nutrients that are missing in your body when you prepare for these contests. Sometimes us bodybuilders are not at the most optimal fitness level when we stand on stage. We are aching from head to toe. We are exhausted. Our memory is low because our body fat is so low. We will catch a cold in a minute. All those things people don't know. And a lot of newcomers to the sport, they miss their goal because they didn't prepare everything correctly. They look good, and then next thing you know, they caught a bad cold going into the show and lost too much weight. So I'm going to talk about all the proper things you need to be doing to protect your body from the inside out.
So are you sharing your secrets in terms of how you became Mr. Universe?
Oh, yes. I'm retired now. I can pass the torch.
But you're running marathons. Share some of that with us, because this is an opportunity for you to, I guess, highlight on the marathons that you are running in now and hopefully inspire a lot of the people in the state of Georgia this weekend about.
Okay,
if you don't
want
to lift weights, you can run a race.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, especially with most men. You know, we play these sports where you have to be really strong. So we have these great big appetites. And we gain, you know, we have to consume a lot of calories while we're training. But once we stop playing a sport, we don't modify our meal plan, and we still consume the same amount of calories, and we build a pretty big midsection. But there's problems. When a man is walking around with a fat belly, there's problems inside. You have circulation problems. You have the possibility of getting type 2 diabetes. You get high blood pressure. All these things are happening, and we, for some reason, society thinks that this is a norm. When you reach a certain age, it's supposed to happen to you, and you just need to adjust your life to or deal with it. Well, I refuse to deal with it. And what I do is that I said I have to have a new challenge, a new goal. I'm 62 years old. I just had a birthday Wednesday, and I do not look my age. And
no, you
do
not.
Thank you. I have two groups of friends. I have folks that I knew when I was growing up at this age, they are close to my age, and I have another group of friends that are half my age, because that group is the group that go out and run with me. We look for bike races. We look for a 10K, half marathon. I actually started running half marathons with my niece, who's 30 years old. She was the one, because I was just doing a little 5K. She said, Uncle, let's pump it up. Let's try to do a half marathon. So I signed up for 3 half marathons this year. I'm slow, but I don't care. I look good running slow, and that's all I care about. My circulation is fine. My blood pressure is good. My cholesterol level is getting lower and lower and lower, because when I was a bodybuilder, I was eating 6,000 calories a day. That actually increased my cholesterol level. And when I stopped the sport, I had to make sure that I do stuff to reverse it. A lot of people don't understand that a lot of us bodybuilders, we do a lot of things. It looks healthy, but when you consume that many calories and when you lift heavy for a long time, it's a lot of stress on your joints. So you're going to have to change up your routine. And I'm not a fast runner, but I make it through the distance. And I feel good and have fun and get my little medal. And I'll be showing off about that little bling bling we call it now. You get a medal, it's called a bling bling.
Right.
I'll be showing off my bling bling.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was out there. And I have to encourage my entire family because I have a daughter that's 21 years old and I have a daughter that's 16 years old. And they all race with me. I may do the half marathon, they do the 5K. But we're all out there exercising together as a family.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, in your training, you know, Happy Talk Radio is always sharing happy thoughts and happy talk to you. That's a part of motivating, you know, your clients. So in the training process, what do you do in that process in terms of making certain that you have them to strengthen their mentality too?
Well, I write workouts that are challenging, that are not just the type of workout, the same routine all the time. We keep changing the routine up. And in the beginning, the routine is really it's hard on them. So when they get to a point where they can make it through the workout, that's an accomplishment to them right there. And they feel really happy. And that's what it's all about. I try to show them that it's not just losing weight. You know, sometimes when you first came into my center, you were limping because you were having problems with your knee. You were having problems with your lower back. You had this sciatic pain in your hip. Well, those things went away. Look at that and be happy about that. And then let's look at all the other things that we're trying to accomplish. Too many people are hung up on a number. You know, if they lose 2 pounds, and then they gain 3 pounds, and then they get frustrated and want to quit. But then they don't see that, look, if you were stretching while you were training, you increase your flexibility, some of your extra aches and pains go away, you don't have that problem with your knee, you know, your energy level is up, you're more active. You have to look at everything that's happening to you while you're training, not just one thing. Don't be just hung up on the weight only. All the good factors that happen when you work out.
Well, you and Ms. Ernestine have a pretty busy weekend ahead of you. So in collaboration, what will you all be doing for the rest of the day and the weekend, if you both can kind of piggyback on that?
Well, Therese has put together this fantastic schedule. So all we do is just follow Therese. She's the captain of this ship this weekend. So when she says, hey, you got to turn to the left, we turn to the left. We just left the luncheon, and now we're getting ready for the dinner. And then right after the dinner, I will have my workshop at the Douglas Auditorium, Douglas Theater, at 6 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, we have the bodybuilding show. And I'm impressed because last year when we had the show, I think there was only one or two trainers that was working with the athletes. Now you look like you have a gang of trainers that are bringing out their clients, and it's going to be some outstanding people here.
Okay. Well, Ms. Ernestine, I hear that you are the Grand Marshal tomorrow morning, so share a little bit about what to expect tomorrow morning.
Well, tomorrow morning what we're going to do a little exercising, and I understand that we're going for a walk. And I'm looking forward to that. I brought my tennis shoes here so that I can walk with them. I just want to enjoy and see the people enjoy just walking and having fun and learning that walking is so, so important. If you have things on your mind, oh, man, you can just get them off your mind by just walking. And then, plus, you're burning calories while you're doing that, too.
Well, share with us right quickly. We have about 4 minutes left. You were on the cover of Body and Soul magazine.
Oh, I enjoyed being on Heart and Soul magazine. That was one of my bucket lists. When my trainer told me that he set it up for me to be on Heart and Soul magazine, I jumped for joy. And, oh, I've gotten so much exposure from that, and I've had the opportunity to sign many, many magazines. And that's so important to me, to be able to do that, because when people love me, it makes me know that, hey, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I love them, love them, love them.
Well, I have one more song I would like to play before this program is over. It's called Move Like Jagger because, see, I'm feeling the energy here, and I don't have the platform, but I do have the people online. So let's take a moment. This is Gigi Stanley with Happy Talk Radio. Let's move like Jagger. Jagger, but I know that it's not impossible. This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most happy news here on Happy Talk Radio. I have on the line today Ms. Ernestine Shepherd and Mr. Yanni Schomburger. And before we close the show today, I would be amiss in terms of mentioning the founder of the Georgia Wellness and Fitness Festival, who is Sharice Stevens. Sharice, are you on the line?
I am here.
Yes. Will you please share with us, she is the visionary, like quickly in terms of how you came up with this idea. We have about 60 seconds.
Well, not trying to get spiritual. I literally went to sleep and I had a lot of thoughts in my head and I woke up that morning and wrote down the whole festival and I just put the pieces together. And when I say I feel so blessed to have Yanni and Miss Ernestine here at this festival, it would be an understatement. They have inspired her. I mean, if you were there at the luncheon, everybody, I mean, they have inspired a complete community. So when they leave this community, we're going to be forever changed. We're going to be forever inspiring to be healthy, and generations will be appreciative of their investment in our community. So I'm excited. I'm tired, but I'm excited, and I'm ready for the next event.
Well, we really do appreciate you. I want to thank all of my guests for being on the show today. Ms. Ernestine Shepherd, Yanni Schomburger, Sharice Stevens, you all are amazing, and believe me, I love you all dearly. This is Gigi Stanley with Happy Talk Radio. This is a family affair to fitness. Please come out, come out, come out tonight. Get off the couch and back into basic training. I would like to leave you with this quote. Think positively, exercise daily, eat healthy, work hard, stay strong, worry less, dance more, love often, be happy. Thank you all so much for being my guest today, and enjoy the festival.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.